In the Rose Garden this afternoon, President Trump spoke at the White House observance of the National Day of Prayer.
Faith is more powerful than government, and nothing is more powerful than God.
The president did not refer to the eye-popping news made by his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, in two separate Fox News interviews last night and this morning. Giuliani revealed that President Trump used his own money to reimburse his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, for $130,000 that Cohen paid to porn actress Stormy Daniels right before the 2016 election. Daniels claims it was hush money about an alleged affair with Trump. Trump has previously denied knowing anything about the payments. Joining us now, here and now, political analyst Alice Stewart, Republican strategist. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jeremy. Great to talk with you, as always.
Great to have you. And do you think that it was a mistake by Giuliani to reveal this information, or do you think this was pre-planned, part of a strategy?
Clearly, this is part of Rudy Giuliani's plan. He is looking out for, number one, Donald Trump, and his number one priority, which is to keep him out of legal trouble. And in his mind, the way to go about doing that clearly was to put all the dirt out there, lay it all out there, and explain that Trump used his personal money to pay Michael Cohen, who paid hush money to the porn actress. And the goal in saying that was to demonstrate that campaign finance laws were not violated. And from his standpoint, he accomplished his chief mission. The problem is that flies in the face of what Donald Trump has said, his spokespeople have said, and if nothing else, this creates a whole other set of problems, because oftentimes where there's one lie, there's others and others. And in the timing of it, he mentioned specifically the timing around the campaign. That still raises questions about campaign finance. And he also indicated that the money was funneled through a law office. That raises a whole different set of issues with regard to how these payments were made. And I think this creates tremendous problems for the campaign politically and even in terms of credibility-wise and the conflicting stories. That opens up a whole different issue that the administration will have to deal
with. Although maybe in Giuliani's mind, and maybe even in Trump's mind, it's easier to deal with a story where Trump had lied to the American people about knowing anything about the payments than if it were, in fact, a campaign finance violation, which we'll see if it is. But maybe they're trying to say it's not. Trump paid Cohen back for this himself.
Right. And that will be the chief question, certainly, that Mueller is looking at. But at the end of the day, there are still some, in my view, I think there's still some wiggle room with regard to when the payments were made and how they were paid. And look, Jeremy, I'm a Republican. I voted for this president. I support his policies. But talking with a lot of evangelicals, many of whom were at that prayer event today, they have always said they will give the president a mulligan on things that happened years ago. Mm-hmm. But these recent revelations are having a difficult time defending. And you're going to have a hard time getting an evangelical or social conservatives to get out there and defend the president. And that's going to create a huge, in my view, another unforced error on the part of the administration. It'll be difficult as we move into the midterms.
Well, let's listen to what Trump said about the money in an interview just last week with Fox News.
I'm not involved, and I'm not involved, and I've been told I'm not involved.
Okay. Right.
It came out of the newspaper.
Mr. President,
I've been told I'm not involved.
We want to get to—
So that was him last week. Then this morning on Twitter, he has been tweeting as well. It said the money was paid through a monthly retainer fee that he had with Cohen, that Cohen made the payments as part of a routine non-disclosure agreement with someone trying to extort him for false accusations. Is that going to be a good strategy for him to say that now?
Well, no, Jeremy, the story keeps changing, and this is unfortunate. I've always worked for people that are above board and speak the truth, and I've always been told the truth never changes. And the problem is this story continues to change, and we still don't really know exactly what happened. But clearly, the goal of Rudy Giuliani, who is new on the legal team, he's doing his job, and to heck with everyone else there at the White House with what they have to do. And in his mind, he's getting all the dirt out there, all the bad news out there on the front end, because he knows that Mueller and his team know a lot of this already.
Right. Another interesting aspect of this story is that the news from Giuliani was made on Sean Hannity's show. And Sean Hannity, as we now know, is one of Michael Cohen's three clients, which is a whole story right there. But I want to ask you, Alice Stewart, just in the minute that we have left, what you think this means for Robert Mueller and his investigation. Do you think that this is going to be the last straw for Trump, that this is going to be the thing that pushes him to try and fire Mueller or Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general?
That would be a tremendous mistake for the president to do so. And a lot of people acknowledge that would be admitting that something went wrong. If the president stands by what he has always said, that there is no collusion, no collusion, no collusion, no coordination, there's been no evidence of that, we're fully cooperating with this investigation, then I implore he and Rudy Giuliani and his legal team to fully comply with this investigation. Don't get involved. Don't try to obstruct justice. Let Mueller follow the facts where they may. And if the facts are that Trump paid out of his pocket for this and no campaign money, let Mueller find that out. Let him determine that. And let's get this all the evidence out there. Find the truth so we can move on. I'd much rather be talking with you about North Korea, right, National Prayer Day, and other issues about jobs and the economy. And right, the only way we're going to do that is if we let Mueller do his job.
That's Alice Stewart, a Republican political strategist. Alice, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy. Have a great day.